The Block Cutter. Apprenticed at 14, he never minded the early starts. Mornings he shrugged his jacket on and pocketed his peace box. At the corner of Brayhead Cottages and Mid Street, he wrapped his muffler close to his throat. Salt winds flew furiously from the links, coursed along venals to smart his face, a tireless dawn ambush. In the factory, blue overalls hung loose on a wiry frame. Lavi brush hair and jug ears stuck out in permanent surprise. He studied the older men, deep in concentration at their workbenches, paunches solidifying. They taught him to gouge, whittle splinters from slabs of wood, layer each colour anew. Showed him how to inlay brass rods and pins to coax and guide the design. The block cutter learned his trade. Entombed by day inside the linoleum works red brick edifice, he filled his lungs with North Sea scour when the factory gates hemorrhaged men at the end of each shift. The block cutter paid his dues, ducked into public houses, stole behind warehouses, every week a surreptitious shilling to the union. Summer after summer burned out. In the trades fortnight, the block cutter packed his haversack, hiked with his pals, cooked fish on an open fire, bedded down beneath canvas, inhaled woodlands of pine. Under leaden skies, he trained with the local harriers in the evenings and at weekends. Thin gutties slapped the ground, greasy cobbles giving way to cliff-top paths on the Raven's Craig. Exhausted afterwards, the local free sheet pinned him down, arms folded over his numbered bib in the team photographs, a ribboned medal that he lacked the funds to get engraved. From noise and filth and stench, great rolls of linoleum issued forth, covering the floors of Europe and America, spreading out, a new modernity, the same patterns repeated in tenements, terraces, bungalows. The block cutter watched as streets were named for powerful men, heard success toasted on whisky breath in oak-panelled boardrooms. Today, a few of the old blocks have been dusted down, moved before the linoleum works were demolished. They hang reverentially in the foyer of the former office buildings, luxury apartments now, each one with its own generous parking space off the wide graveled driveway.